Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 80, and it's a Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome, everyone, to Gay Geek Bizarre, where we talk about gay stories, geek news, and bizarre topics. So, before we go on, we have some weekend updates. Ray, what have we been...
Well, we pretty much spent the weekend together, almost.
We pretty much had a weekend with Ray and Nard and Ray just together the whole weekend. Well, pretty much. Yep. Saturday
we
afternoon.
Had a big planning session Saturday afternoon.
Yep, and we were in front of computers and lots of post-it notes. But in the evening, it was really nice because we had steak.
We had a steak.
How do you like your steak, Ray?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. Yeah, so we ate some steak. Ray got some good deals on steak. So we had steak last Saturday. And then we also got to play, what did we play?
I played that zombie game you bought, Julio.
It's Walking Dead. It's Walking Dead Bang version or Bang game version, something like that. It's a game that we would play at work. And then it's really a quick game. It's practically a quick game. And it's just really fun. It's about the saviors versus the survivors, and they have the kingdom and the hilltop, the loners. Yeah, loners. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's a pretty interesting game.
Nice game.
Pretty fast too.
Yeah, it's fast. Also, we got to play Canasta.
Yeah, we played Canasta.
No matter how many times I play Canasta, I feel like I'm learning always for the first time. For some reason, yeah, like. Don't freeze too early. You can't do there are things that I would do on the computer game.
Yeah,
that is not applicable in real life, I guess.
Yeah. So I noticed the computer game is a little bit different than the way we play too. So
yeah, so that's pretty much the rules I was going with, or the technique that I was going to. But apparently, it's not something people like.
Yeah. Have you done your taxes yet?
No, not yet. Next. I usually do my taxes on February because, you kind of wait for the documents to come in. Sometimes they send it out on the last weekend of January. Some companies are like that, or some of the people who need to file taxes with, usually send that out.
Mine are pretty simple because I'm not married yet.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have to worry about all that crap, so it's pretty simple. So I filed mine on Sunday. They were accepted yesterday. So Trump, I want you to send me my damn money.
Oh, really?
Even though it's not much, I want you to send me my damn money because I don't see where any of your tax breaks help me.
Oh, too bad. Well, yeah, I'm waiting. Not for the last minute. Usually, like I said, February, like 2 months before the whole thing happens. Okay, so Ray, tonight, by the way, Ray made a very Irish, it's an Irish dish.
Oh, Irish, English something.
English something, yeah. We had shepherd's pie. You always make shepherd's pie, even when you were living with me before. Oh, you make shepherd's pie all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's something I've always liked that my mother used to make.
Yeah. So. When she was here, did she make some?
No.
No.
She don't cook no more.
Oh, okay.
She invited us over when I was at home the other weekend. She invited us over for lunch, and she went to Bilo and bought some roast chickens and brought them in.
Oh, bought roast chicken. Okay.
Like, come on, old woman.
Doesn't cook anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tonight we had shepherd's pie while watching RuPaul's. Oh, my God. When I leave this house, what did you say again?
You're going to be like twice as gay.
I'll be twice as gay, three times as gay.
But I never saw the All-Star Season 2, so we've just been watching it. Timo said it to record them all, so we watched them all.
Oh, okay.
And we are watching this All-Star Season 3, so.
Oh, okay, that's... So, wait, what are we watching? That was season 3?
That was season 2. Season 3 is now...
So that's why they look all familiar. Well, not that I've watched them. It's just that sometimes I hear about them because Mike watches them.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get to glance at
them. That show was from like 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
Oh,
and
so
now
that's
it's
why.
The All-Star season number 3. So.
Oh, okay.
So that's quite interesting. And if any of y'all follow it, I posted a good fan theory that was... I think I posted it on Gay Geek Bizarre at facebook.com. I mean, on Facebook. talking about season three and what's happening with season three. So we'll see.
Okay.
I haven't watched The Handmaid's Tale yet on Netflix. So I got to do that.
Yeah, I've been watching Netflix. I've been catching up on, I've been watching a couple of TV shows too, like The Blacklist, and I think I need to catch up with Orange is the New Black. There's so many things I have to watch still. There's just way too many. So, all right.
I started Grace and Frankie today.
Oh, that one too. I have to watch that too.
I hooked my mother on that. When I was at home, I got her Netflix working, so she's watching it from episode one. So they're watching that. So they're getting into it.
All right. That's cool.
All right. So you ready to do the show?
All right. Let's do it.
Babbling on. Okay. Now it's time for the gay, which Maynard will be twice of tonight when he leaves the house because we're
maybe. Okay.
All right. TV is getting its first ever series about a deaf gay man played by a sexy deaf gay actor. Jess Feldman is a queer actor, writer, and producer from Los Angeles. He also happens to be deaf. His new series, This Close, follows two deaf friends as they navigate through their late 20s and early 30s. Feldman created the dramedy with his BFF, Shoshana Stern, who is also deaf. "We realized that we should write something that is very us," Feldman tells Out in a new interview. "Something like we know best, friendship between a woman and a gay man. Most deaf characters in other shows speak because it's easier for hearing audiences to access the dialogue," Feldman explains. "I don't speak at all. So when I meet a hearing person, they expect me to speak for myself because that's what they've seen on TV." Feldman plays Michael, a young gay man going through a turbulent time in his personal life, gay drama. "During my 20s, the periods of biggest personal growth happened after breakups," he says, "and that includes bad decisions. I wanted him to make those because eventually they led to growth, but not for a while." He continues, "Our goal was to make sure that the biggest moments in the show were done in sign language because in our lives, our biggest moments are in sign language. This Close will appear on Sundance on February 14th.
So do you think it's coming out, if it's, they're doing sign language, so it's got to be translated. There's just subtitles, I guess.
Well, for people that can't do sign, I hope so. Assume so.
I would imagine if you're going to be in, did you say Sundance? If they're going to be in Sundance, you're going to have to be showing some subtitles in that one.
We'll see. We'll find out on February 14th.
Remember Children of the Lesser God?
Yes.
There are people doing sign language there too. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they had to subtitle it. Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right, let's move on to the next gay, which, oh my God, our friend Wayne was in. Well, he's not involved, but it's in a gay cruise.
Allegedly.
So FBI launches investigation into drugs on gay cruise after death of Joel Taylor earlier today. Actually, when was this? 25th. Yeah, January 25th.
Well, the article reported earlier that Joe Taylor from the Discovery reality show Storm Chasers had passed away. So yeah. This is a follow-up to that story.
It's a follow-up? Oh, okay. So earlier today we told you about, there's a story about the death of Joel Taylor, the out host of the Discovery reality show Storm Chasers. So Taylor died of a suspected GHB overdose while partying aboard a Royal Caribbean ship chartered by gay cruise company Atlantis Events. According to the New York Daily News, passengers aboard the Harmony of the Seas added that they witnessed Taylor taking drugs, including ecstasy and cocaine. He was 38 years old. According to TMZ, Taylor's death has now been piqued the curiosity of the FBI, who are launching an investigation. The website reports huge quantities of party drugs, in quotes, party drugs, were on the ship, including ecstasy, cocaine, and GHB. Sources claim some people were arrested for drug possession before the ship set sail. Following Taylor's death, the boat was reportedly docked in Puerto Rico. While docked, there was apparently lots of drug drama. Yeah, aboard the ship, yeah. Gays and drama, yeah, it's going to be... Gays and drugs, yes, there's going to be drama. So the night that Taylor died, party drugs were reportedly flowing freely among revelers, TMZ reports. Now, the FBI has questions. How did the drugs get on board? Who supplied them? Taylor's is at least the third drug-related death. His death is the third drug-related death on cruise ships charted by Atlantis events, which boasts on its website of unbelievable parties in the last decade. Yeah, no wonder they have that reputation. In a 2010 article on the blog Cruise Law, Jim Walker wrote, cruise ships are not the place to have a medical emergency, whether you are gay, lesbian, transgendered, or straight. Cruise ships are often characterized by the questionable experience and training of the shipboard doctors and staff and the limited nature of the cruise ship's medical facilities. Without getting into a debate over drug use, Walker makes a valid point. Safety-wise, the last place a large crowd should be consuming copious amounts of drugs and alcohol is the middle of the open sea. That is a bad idea. A really bad idea to take drugs where you can't go to a hospital if anything happens to you, mm-hmm. right? So, in the related news, porn star boyfriends Jesse Jackman and Dirk Kaber were on the same cruise. Oh, my God. Dirk was later found unconscious and was hospitalized the night of Taylor's death. Oh, my God. There's so many things happening in one night. So, the Sword and the gay Daily Hot reports, Dirk and Jesse had a fight, causing Dirk to get drunk and pass out, only to later discover he had pneumonia, forcing the couple to leave the ship for a Puerto Rico hospital. So,
and being stuck in Puerto Rico now at a hospital, as bad as things are down there?
Oh, yeah. That's a bad idea because yeah, they have 30% more. They're 30% don't have power. And, of course, I, if you're in a hospital, maybe they would prioritize hospitals. So I'm just guessing right now that the hospital that he went to is probably has power, but then the residential ones don't have power. But yeah.
But still, things are already strained down there,
yeah.
One would think. So being sick down there would not be a good thing. And I mean, I can't judge people doing drugs and partying and stuff because I think everybody has a right to do what they want to. But I think you also need to realize that sometimes you can take it too far.
Well, that's the point of taking drugs. They would usually take it too far. And the dangerous part there is that they're not thinking that if anything bad happens to them, they're stuck yeah. on a boat. You can't do anything. You really should not be doing anything risky in a boat. Aside from, you know, if you have a lot of sex, that's fine, I guess, because nobody yeah. dies of sex most of the time. But when it comes to drug overdose, that can really, really happen. That can, yeah. yeah. So yeah, it's well, for one thing, I have yet to hear about Wayne. So we'll have to ask Wayne what happened when he comes back. Is he back?
I guess. They're back.
They're back. Yeah. Okay, we can probably.
Unless the FBI has him locked up somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Take the plea deal, Wayne. Take the plea deal.
Questioning everyone. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the Geek Ray. Or do I take this? Or you take it?
I can take this. I like this one because I think this is bullshit. Chinese scientists have successfully cloned monkeys for the first time. Now, note that this is Chinese scientists because cloning is illegal here in the U.S., if I remember correctly.
It's probably not over there.
No.
It's from Gizmodo, so it's probably true.
So, in a major feat, Chinese scientists have cloned monkeys using the same technique that gave us Dolly the sheep more than 20 years ago. Two identical and pretty adorable long-tail, how you say this? Macaws?
Macaques
named Zong Zong and Hua Hua were born 8 and 6 weeks ago, respectively. They're the first primates to be cloned from a non-embryonic cell. And y'all can't tell me that humans already not been done to this 10 years ago.
I'm sure
if not 20.
They've done it already.
Many mammals, including dogs, horses, and rabbits, have been cloned since Dolly was born in 1996. But the new research published Wednesday in the journal Cell is significant because monkeys have in the past proved resistant to the cloning technique. Genetically identical animals are useful in research because confounding factors caused by genetic variability in animals can complicate experiments. They could be used to test new drugs for a range of diseases before clinical use. Clone animals could also help scientists better hunt for genetic links to diseases. Researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences and Institute of Neuroscience in Shanghai used a process called somatic cell nuclear transfer to transfer the nucleus of a cell into an egg, which had its nucleus removed. The Chinese scientists seem to have succeeded where others have failed by switching on and off genes that were interfering with the development of the clone embryo, like the gene that controls your soul. Even in spite of that, the success rate was extremely low. It took 127 eggs to produce just two baby macaques. It was only successful in transferring nuclei from fetal cells, not adult cells like ones Dolly was cloned from. Recently, China has been at the cutting edge of much biomedical research. It has already used CRISPR to treat upwards of 86 people of various diseases, while the U.S. is only just beginning its first human CRISPR trial. Last year, China was also slated to host the first human head transplant, though there has been no news of whether the experiment transpired. And major reasons for China's dominance in this area is the lack of strict safety regulations that constrain U.S. researchers. The successful cloning of a primate is sure to stroke fears that clone human beings are around the corner. They're already here.
I'm sure they're already somewhere out there, some remote, non-U.S., non-Chinese, maybe Chinese too, yeah. Non-Chinese or anywhere.
Maybe in North Korea.
Maybe. They already cloned humans at this right. point. I mean,
Kim Jong-jung has been cloned like 5 times.
What? Maybe it is.
So every attempt to kill him is just a clone that takes over, so you'll never know if they killed him or not.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. So what I'm saying is really just it's possible. Yeah, you're right, right? It's at this point in time, some sick bastard may have already done it and raising the kid, right? And by the time we know it, he would be revealed like that's a 20-year-old clone, you know, a 30-year-old clone walking among us. Yeah, I'm sure that something's going to happen like that at some point.
We'll see.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of how it leads to Blade Runner creating artificial humans.
But they're artificial. They're not really cloned.
No, they're clonists. They're genetically cloned material, biological material that's been enhanced because they're stronger, faster, more resistant.
I thought they're androids. I thought they're real robots. They have biological parts in them?
They're all biological.
Oh.
It's all genetic engineering.
Is that the old one or the new Blade Runner?
Both of them.
I have to take a look at that. I haven't seen the latest Blade Runner.
Because the only way to tell a difference between a human and I don't forget what they're called, was certain their pupils react differently.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, you want to go on to the bizarre because I think this one's hilarious.
What do they call that first? They're called biotic replicant.
Replicant.
They're called replicants. You have to know that.
They're replicated genetics from somebody.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the bizarre. So camels disqualified from Saudi beauty contest that after owners used Botox to make them look sexier. Really?
And you notice Trump wasn't asked to host this beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He should have been a host. So the festival, which also features camel racing and camel milk tasting, has combined prize money of $57 million. Thousands of the desert plodding beasts were paraded at this year's King Abdulaziz Camel Festival, where they were judged on their shapely humps and lips. But now the festival has been hit by a scandal. Dun, dun, dun. After judges claimed some owners had cheated in a bid to bag the cash prizes. The festival, which also features camel racing and camel milk and tasting, has combined price of $57 million. The allegations came to light after Saudi media reported the vet had been caught giving camels cosmetic surgery, including Botox jabs and reducing ear size. Delicate ears are a winning attribute. Oh, really? How can you tell a delicate set of ears?
Well, since most of their women are covered up, the only thing they have to look at is their camel, so I'm sure they can tell a pretty camel.
I guess so, yeah. So,
see, I shouldn't have said that. That's very racist.
Yeah, probably it is.
But it's kind of true.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So Botox, do you know anyone who've used Botox? Have you actually seen a person walking around, and you know him, probably you know him personally, who actually used Botox?
Yeah.
Okay, so describe how it looks like. His or her face that just doesn't move.
I cannot say anything. I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth? Okay. All right. But that's what it does, though, right? It really freezes your face. That's what happens when
Well, after you had your scrotox, how did it look?
I never had scrotox.
No.
I don't have that big balls. I don't. My balls are not wrinkly like some people I know. I'm looking at you, Ray. This is an audio show, so they can't tell if I'm looking at you.
But y'all can hear me cut my eyes, rolling up in my head, looking at him, can't you?
That's right. Be careful. You might hurt yourself rolling your eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess that's it. So this weekend, what am I going to be? Oh, I'm going to be in New Orleans this weekend. Yay. Going to be there to hang out with our friends. Of course, Mike is going to be there. And then
Did Mike survive the plague?
Yeah, he probably did. I think he did.
Is he back at work?
No, but he's home. I think he did go out, but then he's home.
Okay.
He's home. He's okay.
So who's teaching his classes? The TA?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you ever met?
Not TA. They're just another teacher, really.
He doesn't have a TA?
No. I don't think so. As far as I know, there's not.
I should have put the article in here about the, there's one article about a guy here in Houston fixing kids' grades if they sent him nude selfies.
Oh, yeah. That was in.
And then the other one was in one of the schools in Wisconsin where the professors were, you're not supposed to have sexual relations with students.
Yeah.
And there's this one student that's been harassed by the professor so much on an online app that she reported him to the school. Yeah. And then go digging into it. They've got like 500 cases of this over the last few years from different
kids.
Well, from different professors. So
Now, yes, I think that was the Gay Geek Bizarre show in the Facebook page.
It's on the Facebook page. I think we posted it there.
On the Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page.
Yeah, I think it's posted on both. Posted both of those there.
Okay.
See, there's so much you can read there that we don't even talk about on the show. So
yeah,
go like us on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right.
You can keep up with us.
Yeah, and special thanks to Caesar because he's been posting a lot of articles. There actually, before we even started the show, recording the show, there's a lot more articles that he posted. It's pretty awesome, and people are having reactions to it already. So that's good. So okay, so I guess that's it.
Yep,
that's the show. Go thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.